This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. And this was the scene on Friday when a second massive earthquake in 2 days hit Southern California. That sound comes courtesy of television producer Dan Gallo, who was eating at a hibachi restaurant in the Mojave Desert town of Ridgecrest when the 7.1 magnitude earthquake hit. In a twist, that earthquake is being called an aftershock of the slightly smaller quake that came a day earlier. Let's get closer now with my new California Report co-host, Saul Gonzalez, who was in Ridgecrest over the weekend.
I'm in the residential neighborhood of Ridgecrest, standing next to a partially toppled cinder block garden wall, chunks of it littering the sidewalk. But fortunately for this desert community of around 30,000 people, it's one of the few signs of clearly visible damage caused by the recent earthquakes. But that doesn't mean the quakes didn't create a lot of fear and anxiety and rub many people's nerves raw. While I've been here, I've talked to a lot of residents about what they saw and did during the quakes and what happens next. Here's some of what I heard.
What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Brenda Roberts. It just hit. I was outside, and I ended landing on the ground, so I just stayed on the ground and just rode it out.
And when you say rode it out, you sort of just hugged the earth, you mean?
Yes, I just hugged the earth. I did not get up. I laid down and saying, thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful dirt.
What's your name?
Shannon.
Shannon.
Hillett. It was pretty crazy. I work at the bar, and a lot of alcohol fell down, glasses, mirrors. And people ran out, and we all sat down on the ground. Everybody mostly sat down outside on the ground, so.
And the scene at the bar now must just be total chaos inside.
My boss said not even to show up because it's so bad inside. He said, we'll just figure it out later, so.
What's your name, ma'am?
Sharon Wisniewski.
So you're here with two cats and a dog?
Three cats. Actually, there's one in the carriage.
Oh, three cats and a dog and you in your car. How are you feeling this morning after the quake?
I didn't go in my house last night. I didn't even sleep. I sat in my car with these guys.
To the degree you can be, are you kind of mentally prepared for more of this in the coming days or weeks?
I don't think I could handle another big one. But I'm ready to leave.
But Ridgecrest wasn't the only community directly affected by the quakes. About 25 miles east is the small mining town of Trona. It also experienced severe shaking. It was there that I met Dennis Carricker, who gave me a tour of his home.
My back door doesn't open and shut now. It skewed the house a little bit.
And then you have just kind of stuff on the floor still.
Yep, everywhere, and I'm not picking it up till I know we're done. The 6-point-something, most of this came down. The 7-point-something, more came down, and I was picking it up and cleaning it up. I said, nope, not doing it this time. I'll wait.
Authorities are urging residents in quake-affected communities to report any structural damage to homes and businesses so they can be inspected. For the California Report, I'm Saul Gonzalez in Ridgecrest.